Proclamation number 5295 of 13th of January, 1952. Feeding the Divine Word. God always wants to give. My word from on high goes to you. You are given visible evidence of my love for you humans. You are granted an unusual grace. You will be introduced to the truth which originates in me. Everything you desire to know will be explained to you, but knowledge will also be made accessible to you which you do not directly request from me. I place you into a state of light who previously dwelled in darkness. I impart knowledge to you about which the human being as such cannot obtain truthful enlightenment by other means. And my greater than great love for you, for my living creations, which are in spiritual hardship, which have little or nothing to cause them bliss but suffer from many deficiencies, prompts me to do so. My love constantly urges me to give and make happy, and I distribute unmeasured where a heart willing to receive is found which accepts my gift. Yet only when you have received people will you feel the bliss of spiritual possession, but you will not strive for it as long as you have not received a taste. I will give, and you shall take from my abundance. And therefore I will never deny myself to an earthly child willing to receive my gift if it desires it. The connection with me, which it establishes itself through its request for light and strength and grace, also guarantees the granting of light and strength and grace. And therefore the fountain of my love can never run dry, which the child can refresh itself with at any time. I always want to give, but you humans also always want to receive. How often do I stand ready with my grace and only wait for the suitable vessel to let my flow of strength flow into it because my love urges me to do so? How often would I like to speak to you humans and I cannot find an ear that listens to me? But if I hear the call for my loving address, my voice will never be silenced. I will always reveal myself and let my spirit flow into the vessel which opens because it desires my strength of love. And thus you humans always receive light and strength, i.e., truth, and through it the strength to further your spiritual ascent. You look for me and I let myself be found and pull you up to me by virtue of my love, which you keep at the bottom as long as my strength of love cannot touch you. It is infinite love which again and again prompts me to communicate with you, which wants to help you because you are in need of help, and which therefore touches you in the form of my word as soon as you are willing to receive it and let me speak to you. It is love for you, my living creations, which applies to all and which seeks to communicate itself through you to all people, for you all are in a hardship of the souls which I want to control by trying to supply you with what you lack in order to be blissfully happy. My word, which is full of strength, which provides your souls with recovery if it becomes effective in you, if you are not only hearers but doers of my word, then you will be full of light and strength and you will live for eternity. Amen.